Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go page Kuf Yud Gimel, please, and I'm going to go straight to the Ari to Aleph. We are going to review this section because, yes, we are coming close. That's Kuf Yud Gimel. We are coming close to. Good morning, welcome back. We are coming close to understand the concept of Tzimtzum Bet. The Tzimtzum Aleph was the concept that the Ein Sof brought about for purpose of creating a Olam called Olam Atzilut. That was the purpose of Tzimtzum Aleph. To bring about a concept of Olam Atzilut, to create an Olam that is close by, so Ein Sof can cause it, affect it, lativ, to do good to it. But then when it came, the concept of Bria, it was required to make a new Masach, a new parsa, a new tzimtzum. Tzimtzum Aleph is absolutely no, as far as Malchut is concerned, as far as Bechina Dalet is concerned. That's a tzimtzum Aleph. And this always will be to eternity. But however, there now it's necessary to put extra masach, a second tzimtzum, in order to allow creation. The understanding of the extra masach, which we call parsa. And what is this parsa? That allows you, under certain conditions, certain light to go down, and under certain conditions, certain vessels to come back. It's a kind of a look at the rakia, look at the shamayim. Sometimes allows you to go through, sometimes not closes. It depends. Okay. Now the parsa is kind of a like a custom, like a gvul. At the gvul, it's a place that you bring the trucks, and the custom looks at it, and if it is allowed, whatever, or if it requires any payment, you make all everything, then you come through. Now, this concept is going to control the whole creation. That's why it's very important to recognize who did what and what was the purpose of what it was done. Because we're going to realize that every time there is a zivug daka, there is a creation of a partsuf. Every time that the light came and there was a zivug daka, every time striking by binding causes a creation of a new partsuf. That new partsuf is a partsuf shalem. It has a rosh toch sof, has a responsibility, has a tafkid to do, of something to do. And we have to know each partsuf. We will know in time, Bezrat Hashem, that there is five partsufim lo Adam Kadmon. There are five partsufim lo Olam Atzilut. And then we come down and see the creation, what the creation is. So, only for purpose of creating Olam Atzilut. Only. That's the only cause.
The purpose of the second Tzimtzum, not the first.
The second Tzimtzum?
Yeah.
To create the Olam Bria. The creation. It was required. Because still the Or and Sof coming to until Malchut of Atzilut. So that was the purpose, is to, that's what we are going to read this section. So the Tzimtzum, the result of the Tzimtzum, was a creation of the concept called Olam Atzilut. Then in Olam Atzilut came to a conclusion that it requires a certain creation. For that creation, it was required a second Tzimtzum. And that second Tzimtzum, it's called by putting a parsa. That's why you have a parsa right under your belly. It's a parsa. It allows things to go down and things to go up.
I don't think I know what parsa is. Portion.
Yeah, I know
what parsa is. Portion. Parsa is a curtain. It's something that really takes. Anyway, let's. Let's go to this, right, the Ari. Ve'umnam da, however you should know, ki kisherata ha-ma'atzil la'ir be'atzilut. Ha-ma'atzil, whoever it is in charge, wants to la'ir be'atzilut. That means that we are not, right now, looking at Adam Kadmon. We are looking the result of the light that came from Adam Kadmon in order to la'ir, to enlight Atzilut. Nitlabesh b'chokhmah. Here it comes and it says, really, this light that is going to illuminate Atzilut, its name is Chokhmah, and in reality, and so it is that hitlabesh. Now, we discuss what hitlapshut is, but it is something that inside there is a libush and it goes inside. Ensof created a libush called chokhmah and went inside the toch of this chokhmah. Good morning. And this light is the light that is going to shine on Atzilut. Shine on Atzilut, of Olam of Atzilut. And it's important to follow. Ve'al yadei ha-chokhmah ha-mitlabesh hu betocha, az nichnas u-ma'ir be-keter ve-chokhmah da-atzilut. After and so, hitlabesh, it means created a libush and went inside, called chokhmah. This light enlightened. Ma'ir, illuminated Keter v'chokhma of Atzilut. Atzilut has 10 sefirot. This chokhma goes to Keter v'chokhma. Ve'lo hutzrach leitlabesh gam bebina. It goes to chokhma and stops there. It's very important to understand that why light went to the chokhma. To understand what happened when the light went to Keter and Chokhmah, because Keter has 10 sefirot of itself. It is interesting to know what is the Keter of Atzilut. It is very important to understand what it is, Chokhmah of Atzilut, and that Chokhmah that went to Atzilut through Keter, and only shined on these two. So it's very important to understand how the Keter Chokhmah and Atzilut are working together. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the key of understanding of what Ari Chapin is. What it is, this concept that comes, goes through the Parsa. Because that's where the Parsa is. After this, there is Bina. Bina is that. Bina of Atzilut is that energy that's going to create the parsa. It says it's necessary for Bria. Why? Because we studied. Bina of Atzilut is going to la'ir b'Bria. The Chokhmah that hitlabesh betucho and sof ma'ir Olam Atzilut. Eize sefirot shel Olam Atzilut? Keter v'chokhmah. Keter v'chokhmah. Velo hutzrach, at this time, it's not necessary. Lehitlabesh gam bebina, to continue to be bina. Shel lemala mi'atzilut. שלמעלה מהאצילות. What it wants to say? He says, there is a אור אינסוף התלבש בחוכמה. Is it possible that אור אינסוף can להתלבש בבינה too? Bravo, remember. To continue to להתלבש to the בינה in order to להאיר, not yet necessary. Not the בינה of אצילות, but it shines only to the כתר החוכמה of אצילות, ולא נתלבש רק בחוכמה שלמעלה מן האצילות לבד, ועל ידם העיר בכתר וחוכמה דאצילות. He says, let's stay here, not go further than that, to understand what really Arav here wants to explain to us. It is important to understand that when it says Or Chochma, Or Ensof Hitlabesh Betoch Chochma and La'ir Be'olam Atzilut, what that means. And it says only Leitlabesh Beketer and Chochma of Atzilut. Okay, let's come to here. When it comes to Keter and Chochma Atzilut, what Chochma is going to do? We read already. Hakol b'chokhma asita. So therefore, this light that goes to Keter v'chokhma has a koma of chokhma that goes through all atzilut. That means all sefirot of eser sefirot of atzilut have a koma of chokhma. Bina receives this chokhma, yes. Ze'irampin of Atzilut receives this Chochma? Yes. Malchut of Atzilut receives this Chochma? Yes. All the Sefirot. It shines to Keter v'Chochma, but Chochma Atzilut says Hakol v'Chochma Asita. Chochma of Atzilut shines on all Eser Sefirot of Shel Chochma. Of Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut has Eser Sefirot. Always look at it. Each Olam has bottom line, DNA of it is Eser Sefirot. Each Sefirah creates aspect of that Olam. That's fine. We said, if you want to look at each Olam, I have my own Olam, I have a Rosh, Toch, Sof. I have Eser Sefirot. Keter Chochma Bina, או חוכמה בין הדעת, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצחות, יסוד, מלכות. I'm עשר ספירות. So whenever we say עשר ספירות, we're talking about a whole complete עולם. Okay? Now, each עולם is going to have the parts of his own. And up to Atzilut that we have. So, what light shining all עשר ספירות של עולם Atzilut? חוכמה. Okay, and he says right now this chokhmah is not necessary leitlabesh. Or in sof is not necessary right now leitlabesh bebina. That means this bina that has to shine on what? On a concept called bria. It's not necessary yet. It's not necessary. Let's continue here. Read the following. Let's go to bet. Let's go. It is the beauty of this is to go a little bit. Start to understand the concept and then go to Aor Pinimi and digest it in detail. It says, Habina ma'avira derech echalon et or dekumat chokhma lezerampin v'malchut bili hitlapshut shinya be'or chozer demasach debichinat bet. Bet. Va'umnam, kesheratza la'ir mibina de'atzilut וילך עד סוף כל האצילות. הנה, ודאי שהושרח להתלבש גם בבינה דאצילות, כי אין זרמפין ונוקבה מקבלים אור רק על ידי הבינה, אך העניין הוא שלא הועילה הבינה רק למעבר לבד. It says הכל, this חוכמה goes to the keter וחוכמה. Chochma wants to La'ir to Bina, and Bina, here he says, I don't want this Chokhmah. He says, what's the purpose of your Chokhmah? Is that I want to go to the Zerampin, to the Zachar Venukva. Bina says, no problem, go through me. She became a Mavar. She became a Mavar. Really, your father wants to have you, but he cannot have you unless he uses a Mavar. It's very simple. Exactly like that. Chokhmah wants to go to Zerampin v'Malchut, is the son and the daughter. Only can go through Bina, and Bina says, no problem, go through me. And she acts as a Ma'ava. Hold on. Now he says, how this ma'avar is done? He says, this ma'avar is called chalon.
Right.
Now, what was the secret of chalon? We studied, and in case you want to go and read about this chalon, go to page Peichet. The secret of chalon is telling you what aviyud it is. It's a certain aviyud. It's a certain restriction. And what is this restriction? It's a ma'avar, you can go through, but has a certain restriction. This is the beginning of understanding of this Tzimtzum Bet. He says, you can go through me, no problem. You can go through me, but you only can go through me. And through going through this, it's derech halom. That means there is a restriction, a certain restriction. It's not as open as it was before. It's not chalon. So he's talking to a very specific aviyut. Very specific aviyut. This derech chalon. He emphasizes and gives a name. And you remember, to bring the light to Malchut was derech chalon aval nekev tzar. That's again indication of more restriction. It's not affecting the light. It's not affecting the light. Bina is not affecting its own influence yet. What Bina says is, you can go through me, but you go through me, but only through this way, derech the chalon. Otherwise, you cannot go through me. This is the concept of parsa we talked about. Now, he says, nukva mekablim or rak al yadei abina. That means zerampin ve-nukva, zerampin ve-malchut. Only through bina, ach ha'inyan hu, but the subject is the shelol u'il abina. It was only instrumental. Only instrumental. Rak le ma'avar levad. El or ha'ensof ha'melubash toch ha'chokma ha'elyona ha'niskal lemala va'avar derech bina le'atzilut. The next step is that or ha'ensof gonna leitlabesh bebina. Now this Orbina is gonna la'ir bebina of Atzilut. And when Bina wants to la'vir to Zerampin v'Malchut, or Chokhmah wants to pass on the light to Zerampin v'Malchut, goes through this Bina. Now, in order to again concentrate, we said always the light that shines on the world below is created above. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm understanding?
Right.
What he wants to say, there are five parsufim called Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, v'Malchut in Olam Kadmon. Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin v'Malchut. They are in reality five Parzufim. Ein Bet is Chokhmah. Sag is Bina. Zerampin is Memhei. Malchut is Ben. Five Parzufim. They are Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. Rav doesn't want to go quickly to this, but it's no choice because you are familiar with it. Now, when God wants to make a create, Zivug Da'akam, it creates a olam called Chokhmah, called Bina. That Chokhmah is going to come and shine on Atzilut. Then Ein Sof goes to the Sag, that shines to Bina of Atzilut in order to create the Bria. Zerampin, which is Memhei, shines Zerampin of Atzilut in order to create Yetzirah. Ben, Parzuf Ben, shines on Atzilut, Malchut of Atzilut, but has to go through Ma'avar of Bina, through Zerampin, in order to get to Malchut, Derech Nekev Tzar. And the Malchut is for Malchut of Atzilut is to create Olam
Asiya.
However, Apti Atzilut is cause and effect. There is Hitlapshut. We said Hitlapshut is only when there is Or Chozer. Only it is Or Chozer. But we know Bina. The Bina that we talk, Sag, Ein Bet, Memhei, when we are in Adam Kadmon, how they were created by Or Chozer? No. Because at that top, there wasn't any Masach. The Masach was only in the Malchut. So when it was going into Chokhmah of Adam Kadmon, Bina of Adam Kadmon, it was Hamshacha. That means Sag was continued from Ein Bet. Zerampin was continued from Sag. That's how that Olam, called Olam Kadmon, was created. Now, we are not dealing with that. We know they are Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, v'Malchut. That Or Ein Sof Hitlabesh Bahem and shined on Chokhmah, Bina, the Eser, Sefirot, Sher Olam, Atzilut. And when it shined at Olam Atzilut, for purpose of creating Olamot of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Is the concept clear, at least?
So everything is decided for Bina?
Bina is going to be the mother nature. Bina is going to set all the rules. Bina is the first itgabrut. Bina is the aspect of the choice. Bina is the aspect of the Shekhinah. Bina is aspect of the Chalom. Yes, exactly. Bina becomes mother nature. Because we know that the Netzachot Yesod of Bina, that means the Zayin Tachtonim, Hata, even part of Tiferet of Bina, is in the creation.
It's not the purpose of the Asiya.
The purpose of Bria Yetzira Asiya.
Okay, the last purpose. So basically it's decided from above, from the Or Ein Sof.
Everything.
Everything decided.
Everything. The first Bina that wanted to lahair, the Bina of Atzilut, it was from Sag to Bina of Atzilut. What was that purpose? So Bina of Atzilut can create the Parsa that we are talking about in order to be able, we said only the Parsa was created for purpose of Bria.
So basically,
yes.
What you're saying that how much light we receive at the bottom has been decided through the Parsa.
Oh, absolutely.
So we have no choice, really. We are basically
It's even Zohar goes to the extent, Zohar says to the extent that there are so many Shefa and Brachot is awaiting for you, cannot come through because you have blockaded. You have caused a blockage.
They didn't do the Parsa, they did the Parsa. The Parsa
is there to see what is the Parsa really, is the concept of reward and punishment. Yes, Hashem said the law. Right. That's the deen.
Right.
That's the law.
So whatever we do down here, it's not going to change.
No, if you go by the law, what do you want to change? The law? No, really, what do you want to change? The law?
No, because you always ask the question if we have any say.
No, you do.
Of course you do.
It's like importing goods from abroad.
Exactly, you have the rule. What's the problem? You want to live the best life of in the world, the ultimate of that you can imagine, you can have, but there is rules to it. And then the parsa is going to give you the rule. Now, unless you want to change the rule, and then God says, no, no.
Is the parsa affected by anything else?
Oh, it can be, you can put hole into it. And that causes a destruction for you. What do you mean, other element? Only it's all going to be, we're going to realize, it's all dependent to the activity of Tachtonim. It reacts. If it needs to make earthquake and destroy half of the world in order to put it in the right course, he'll do it, and did it. It doesn't joke, it means it. It's the vessel. It doesn't want you and me to come and start dilly-dallying and telling them, hey, mama, you don't understand, you're not educated. We know better. No, he knows better. He did it what it is right. And we know that he is right. We know he's emet, we know he's the truth, and we know his intention is to do good. That we know. So I have to come to a conclusion that, yeah, I have to obey the law. One way or another, I have to come and obey the law. I don't have a choice. I'm going to be cut.
So that's why it says that concept of a parsa is reward and punishment?
That's right. It's the creation. The creation is based on this. Come on, look at the animals. How do you train animals? Only by reward and punishment.
But we're not animals.
Huh? No, but we have an animal within ourselves that the responsibility was given to us to convert this animal into a Ben Adam. I am the Adam, and I'm going to take the animal and teach the animal to become a Ben Adam, to learn how. And you know what? God tells me, I tell you what, this animal, if you train him, I elevate him. He's an animal, but I am ready to elevate him. If he learns, and he becomes Ger Tzedek, he becomes honestly, he's going to submit to the Torah, and he said, I'm going to elevate him, I'm going to transcend him. He said, what, that's possible? This is an animal. He says, yeah, I'm giving you the chance to do such a thing. That is a real enlightenment. If you can take the animal and teach the animal something to become a Ben Adam. Animal within yourself. And we have a possibility for God's sake to become a Ben Adam. I think there is a possibility. I know there are tzaddik people, there are good people in the world. There are people who have changed, there are people who are Baal Teshuvah, there are people that honestly, sincerely, they are good people. Good. They are good. Not that they are without fault, but they are good. That requires a lot of effort, a lot of effort, a lot of, he said, here, these 9 days, what we said. 9 days, whatever you look, whoever you look at, especially a Jew, don't judge him in a negative way. Even if you don't see any positive, go and look for a positive.
Yeah.
Go and look for something positive in him and judge him in a positive way. Don't negative, stop the negative these 9 days. And that's the work of a Naim, because it's the time of a Naim. That's what the Adi says. It's the light of a Naim. It's the light of for you how to see the truth.
And here.
Huh?
And here.
Here was the aspect of, no, here is after, the bottom part of it, the end part of it. Mm-hmm. But end part of it is already good. The whole problem of Shevirat Keilim, it was Inayim. And that's the force of Inayim. So what can I do? Nothing. It's part of the nature. I look at and I judge. He says, okay, now train yourself not to judge. And if you judge, judge in good. Judging good. Say, hey, wow, look, he has these qualities, good qualities. It's really beautiful, nice. Let's go here. Let's finish here. Again, I am reading the bet, so we don't lose the sad. Ve'umnam kesheratza la'ir mibina atzilut ve'ilech atzof kol ha'atzilut, hine, vaday she'usach le'itlabesh gam bebina da'atzilut. If the Chokhmah wants to litlabesh hakol b'chokhmah asita, this Chokhmah has to go through Bina, has to go through Zerampin, has to go to Malchut. Hakol, everything is done by this Chokhmah. So it says, ilech atzof kol ha'atzilut. He will go all the way to the end of the atzilut. Vaday she'utzrach litlabesh gam b'bina atzilut. So therefore, he's going to go, this Chokhmah is going to go to Bina of atzilut. But the Bina atzilut is not Chokhmah. He says, yes, it is Chokhmah, but the light that Binaf Atzilut wants to shine and create Olam Atzilut is something else. It's, that's when the Ensof is going to leitlabesh beparsuf sag, and the sag is going to leitlabesh bebina of Atzilut in order to create the Bria. But Bina on its own, when she is the Sefirah of Atzilut, Bina of Atzilut, receives the Chokhmah. This is very important, extremely important. Zerampin of Atzilut has the Chokhmah. That's true that gone through, but has the Chokhmah.
Right.
Has the Chokhmah. But when wants to shine to Zerampin, Memhei, it's going to shine into the Zerampin of Atzilut. And then Zerampin of Atzilut, as per its own Nekev Tzar condition, is going to shine, as its own Derech Halon is going to shine to the Olam Yetzira. And continue. It's a whole chain. We never get disconnected from Ensof. We can't get disconnected. A second we get disconnected, poof. A olam is connected to another olam, to another olam. That's how we go into the tefillah from Asiya to go Yetzira, Yetzira go to Bria, Bria to Atzilut. Adonai Sefatai Tiftach, I am already in Atzilut. Literally, I am connected to Atzilut, unless I disconnect myself. It is. This structure is made for you to be able to go through Olamot and feel the difference of the Olamot. And you do. As soon as you realize each Olam, what kind of character has, how, what it is, how do you get to your Olam Yetzirah?
Feeling.
Bravo. Tuesday, you learn. Of course, each one has his own under certain masach. We said, from Atzilut, Malchut of Atzilut, when he creates Parsa, what is Parsa? Masachim. The whole world is full of masachim. Look at this. Every tree, everything in the world has a masach. It's full. This Parsa created, it became factory of masachim. All over. Everything he created, because it was created by Masach, everything it created, created by Masachim. Without the Masachim, it's impossible, the creation. Okay. And that's the concept of Parsa. That's the concept of what we have to learn. How do we get to balance things? How do we balance things? If there is no Parsa, there is no balance. It this parsa gotta be. If there is no parsa, I can't hear.
But what you're explaining about the parsa, as if you're talking about the masach. Mm-hmm. Everything that I'm hearing for parsa
is the same masach, but same we have masach. Different. Yes, we have different kind of masachim.
Right, so if I ask you what's the difference about the parsa and masach, what would you say?
Okay, there are many differences. It starts with the one masach, which is absolute, called Tzimtzum Aleph.
Okay.
Then another type of masach called Parsa. That there are type of masachim, which is zillion of them, that allows entry and allows exit.
So the parsa gives direction to the masach. Gives conditions.
It's there are certain restrictions, certain rules. Come on, you want to take to Gaza food. Israel says, no problem. You want to go through? Yes, but you got to go through me. Is it going to affect anything? Yeah, it's going to check to see if it is what is right to go, what's not right to go. If it's not right to go, it tells you no, takes it away from you, confiscate it. It's simple. Same with us. If you have the correct channel, if the channel is right, if this, it can come through, no problem. But if there is a problem, then it is there that's going to stop it and say no, including brachot. By the way, brachot. They are brachot that's supposed to come to us. And we do something and we do the masach ha-mavdil. It says now masach ha-mavdil. What is the masach? It puts immediately a certain distance. That distance causes that flow to be stopped immediately. Automatic. And that's the masachim. Who created all this masachim? Bina. Which Bina? Go all the way to the Bina of Adam Kadmon, part of Sag. Ensof. Everything is Ensof. But you are learning how to step by step, step by step. We haven't learned Sag yet. We're going to learn what is Sag. We're going to learn what a phenomenal structure is. Just only Sag. Every Sefirah of Sag, what it does. It's really, literally a creator. It's a creator. It's a mother nature. It does the whole thing. It says, yeah, go through me, and it goes through. But she forms it, she prepares it, she does what it is necessary, so Abba will be happy. Chokhmah becomes Abba. She becomes Ima. And all is between Abba and Ima. And we're going to learn this Abba ve'ima coming all the way down to my Abba ve'ima. Literally, it's going to be one of the parts of him is Abba ve'ima.
Okay. The first masach was done voluntarily.
Which first masach?
After the Tzimtzum.
It's by request of Shmo.
Right.
Yes.
By request of the vessel. So it's voluntary.
Yes, absolutely.
But what about the parsa?
Oh, it's the decision of the Bina.
It's from above.
It's her decision. That the true intention of Ein Sof can be only implemented, the true, emet, can be implemented only through the derech she has foreseen. That's why the mother that gives 9 months the tikkun of the baby, it's a tzedek. She gives the tzedek. She gives the best that she it's in her power for this baby to be able to do the tikkun because she writes the tikkun.
And tikkun lies in
Zeirampin. Tikkun is derech halon from Bina goes to Zeirampin. How the light to continue to go to Malchut.
And that's why when we see people doing wonderful things and they're wondering why they don't get anything, it's because of previous lifetimes. And the Kun lies in previous lifetimes in Zeirampin.
You went too far. So many things cause so many
because
other things.
I understood what you are saying. I understood the source of where it's coming. But hold on, don't push the save button. Hold on. It's all these concepts, a little bit, trust me, a millimeter we deviate from the idea of what the Rav wants to transfer, okay. It's going to take us to the Lala Land. The most important thing is to go step by step where he takes you. Not wander, don't allow your mind to wander around. We get lost. And right now, this is too soon to talk about this. What am I? Now, let's go a little bit to this Orpinimi to...
How about if we get the feeling of what Chalon is? Concept, the fact that we now go to Derech Chalon.
Very good.
Absolute.
Okay, you guys want to venture? Let me give you a little bit of venture to relax your mind so we can again go concentrate. There are going to be three lights coming in. We call Or Chotem, Ozen Peh. Ozen, Chotem Peh. Every time when we go to learn Adam Kadmon, to create the Parsuf, a new light comes. The lights that comes out of the eye, out of the ear, out of the nose, and out of the mouth. Now this is Chochmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. And we're going to learn how to talk here, like this. The whole problem in this system, which happens in Adam Kadmon, it happens in the Olam that we will learn called Olam Nekudim. In this Olam, there is a Shevirat Kelim. That means the system causes that the light to leave, and what it remains is all the vessels, necessary but all broken. That's the Olam Tohu Vovohu of the Torah. God takes this broken Ensof, takes all these broken vessels, original, Adam Kadmon, and brings it. That's why it says Haita Tohu Vovohu. That means everything was broken. Brings it back.
What?
Into the right, brings it into the discreation in order to rectify it, correct it. Okay. What was the reason that the Shevira occurred is because of the Or of Ozen. Or of Ozen did not participate to create Olam of the lower, Ozen and Peh.
Why didn't it?
It didn't. Because we said Bina is Rak Demavar. It did not, the Or Ozen did not participate. The Or Ozen. Only Chotem VePeh created the Olam Asiya. Because of that creation, we will learn, because of the Ozen was not involved, a regel was missing, something was missing. That missing part caused the Shevira.
What was that like?
Now, what is Or Ozen?
Right.
What's Or Ozen? What's the light of Ozen?
Bina.
What's the function of Ozen? What is the function of your ears?
Hearing.
To listen. To Shema.
Right.
Bravo. That's why God says to tell you twice a day, say Shema Yisrael Adonai. Shema. To learn. Why? Because if there is no Shemia, only there is formation and action, but that means it's only you. Shemia, you gotta listen from someone else, so it becomes three. If there is no Shemia, there is gonna be Shevira. That's why we will see that the tikkun in the Bria becomes Shema Israel. It is Shema Israel that brings the Or, Ozen, in order to complete and letaken et HaShevira.
You said a little bit earlier that Shevira happened because of the eye.
That's right, of the Enayim. Now, because of the Or Enayim, Ozen did not participate. That's why she was able to put the Parsa. The rule. that if you don't listen to me, becomes the mother. If nature came to say, if you don't listen to me, there is a blockage.
So parsa is really the law.
I said, it's the whole thing. Is every rule that you can think of, she has put. The mistake happened because the vessel, the Hevel of Enayim, was not strong enough.
Because Chava Loshan, the whole thing with the fruit,
again, that caused the Shevira because of lack of Shmiah. That's why it's so important that you listen. You got to listen. Even you sit down and you decide and think about what you want to do million times, at the end you gotta go to another person and listen an opinion from the third person. Then you have shalosh regalim. A kise, a chair cannot stand on two regal.
And that's what we cannot create by saying ourselves.
Say that again.
That's why we lost the ability to create by speaking, because the word of sound is missing.
No, because we don't make the vessel correctly.
Again, because of words, because of waves, sound, because of sound.
The answer to your question, if you sincerely want to know, go and listen to the lecture of Tuesday. Because there is no vessel and there is no a concept of lev shabur, and as long as there is no lev shabur, you cannot say any tefillah. Right. You need a broken heart in order to be able to do what you are saying. If you don't have broken heart, you cannot. No. What Olam Nekudim is emphasizing is individuality, uniqueness, a point. And God especially created the concept of a point to be revealed. So that means Chesed came and says, I'm Chesed. And Gevurah said, I'm Gevurah. But Chesed did not tolerate and did not understand and did not participate and did not even have anything to do with Gevurah.
That's Tohu Vavohu.
That causes the Olam of Tohu Vavohu. They were not any participation of I accept Chesed. I accept to bind with Netzach. There were seven melachim that they chayu beKenan prior entry of Israel. The seven melachim, the metu, that it is in the Torah, are those seven. We will recognize that the Gimel Rishonim, there is no Shevira. The Shevira is in the Zayin Tachtonim of Olam Nekudim. That means in the Midot, in the Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. And the whole concept. Yes.
Seven.
Where were we?
The Midot, the seven.
That they broke. Now, R is to put this back. But what caused? The cause was that there was not Yichud, Echad. So the solution, not that you are at it, the solution is Shema, Israel, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, this three concept, again, to put it echad, to unite it with Zayin Tachtonim, to unite it with the seven lower concept. Individual.
Right.
They did not have any concept of being united.
They
That's true. But God wanted to create uniqueness. So he created the vessel of uniqueness of each concept, of whatever vessel. All the vessels were created in detail, to the point. It has to be the point. God did not do the Shevira because didn't know what he is doing. He didn't break the vessel because he didn't know what he is doing. No. He created so this happens in order the Tachtonim, us, be able to be worthy by putting it back together. Learn in this process. We will learn. We will transcend. We will become mature. That is the concept that's going to implement the job. Yes.
I think this is the purpose that I say during these 9 days, look with kindness. Because it starts with a look, even though it ends with not hearing, it starts with a bad look.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that's a Eve
soul. Absolutely.
So the
Shema, again, in the Shema, remember, is the emphasizing Lo Taturu Acharei Levavchem. It's very simple. Don't follow your eyes. Because there is this concept. Now, I have the protection of Moshe all throughout the year, other than 3 months. I have to do extra effort to do it with Moshe, but Terech Agav, in a concealed way. That's why we use in the tefillah different name during the 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim. We don't use the Shem Havaya. We use the Adbash, the Achor ve-Panim shel haNeim. Yeah. This is again Tuesday. It's important. It's the first one of the Amidah is Tatha, the second one Kuzu, and the last one is Matzpatz. Mm-hmm. All 21 days, that's Ari. Because it's...
You apply it when?
When you reach to Amidah,
yeah.
The Magen Avraham, first one Hovaya, you don't use the Shem Hovaya, that Hovaya. You don't look at that Hovaya. You look at the Achor of that Hovaya, which is Tathad. The Yud becomes Tet, and the Hay becomes Dalet, that's Achor. Because now there is a judgment. So you look before the judgment. There was always Rachamim. So you look now. Then you come to Yitzchak. You don't look the Achor. You don't look the Hovaya. You look the front one, and that becomes Kuzu. After the Yud is Kav, it's Kuzu. So you look future. Now when you come to Yaakov, which is the middle, you don't go Or Yashar. You go Or Chozer Atbash. And that's Matzpatz.
Yud before Yud, Yaakov.
Before Yud of the central column?
I don't know what you said.
For Yaakov, it's Ba'at Bash. That means the Yud becomes Mem. The Hay becomes Tzadik. It's Ba'at Bash.
The opposite?
That's right. The Or Yashar comes Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. Or Choser comes Taf Shin Kuf Resh. That's called Atbash. The exchange of the front with the back. The second with the second.
This
alas.
Is when you say Elo Avraham, Elo Yitzchak, Elo
Yaakov. No, you say Elo Yaakov. Then before you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen, Hashem. There is a Shem Shel for Hashem, for Magen. That becomes Tathat. For Yitzchak becomes Kuzu. It's in many of the Sidurim. Many Sidurim it has this. And it is made for this Bein HaMetzarim. Because that's the only way to tap into the energy of Moshe to be able to help you to take you up. Now.
So if this is not just Kevavke anymore, it's Hevav?
No, I said the first one is Tathad. Second one, Kuzu. Third one is Maspas. But right now it's not that.
That I don't get.
To these 9 days, okay. To have a protection is the Shema Israel.
First of all, in all these 21 days was the most important concept of tefillah. It's to pray. But it says the praying, it's for 3,000 years we are praying. But the praying requires a lev shibur. It's a lev that is broken heart. But not that your ego to get broken. No, your heart to get broken. That is becomes only when you recognize a fault in you, a thing that you did or you said or you thought of that was not appropriate, that was not bad, and you think of it and you become ashamed of yourself. You become really, honestly, you feel extremely bad. That is Lev Shabur.
Does that to you?
No, the ego is, that he said, there is a time of chaye, life, existence of Torah, and there is the existence of the sha'ah, the moment, the time. If you want to live for the time, that's Isav. If you want to live for Torah, Olam Haba, that's Yaakov, that's Emet. It's there is no other way, there is no living in between. It's either you are living a life of Yaakov or you're living a life of Esav. It's done. Now, we said we are Beinoni, so that means we flip-flop. We are tick-tick-tack. Shem said, okay, finally you're going to come to learn that it's no good. Keep yourself straight. Keep yourself in the domain of Torah. We can't change. You see that after a while, your mind, if honestly, the more Shabbat you keep, the more you understand this. If you see that it's becoming really difficult, that's the best gauge for you to improve yourself. It's very simple. It's you until you don't have a vessel, you're not going to understand this. Now, even if you go to zillion teachers to explain it to you, if there is no vessel in you, you're not going to understand it. It's not going to let you in. Absolutely. When you do the effort, you do the changes, you do, and you know what? More than anything, you need Shabbat to help you for you to get the correct vessel, clean vessel. Because in Shabbat is the only time that your vessel gets cleaned up. Mekadesh oto. Who mekadesh? God is going
to
make it kiddush.
Remove all the blockages as you mentioned earlier.
Keep Shabbat.
Okay, but keep Shabbat, whether I'm not aware of it or not, does it still automatically?
No, that doesn't give you an excuse. Go learn. Go and ask someone, how can I keep Shabbat?
Mr. Manam, I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
Does that automatically happen to you, whether you are aware or not?
Yeah, you are going to be under the automatic system. When the jungle burns, good and bad burns.
Right, so when you say Shabbat, it's totally individual.
Absolutely.
It's not like you can do whatever you want, go to Shabbat, and you get clean.
Oh, no. Oh, you have to do the work.
No, you can't do whatever
you want because
you have 6 days. 6 days is 6 days.
Bravo.
Right.
Bravo.
So it's not really about the Shabbat, it's about you.
Yeah, but Shabbat is the only opportunity you have, whatever you did, to put it in a proper perspective, to do a useful things out of it. But when it comes Shabbat, Shabbat is going to put it together. Shabbat is going to mekadesh oto. Because you are not going to get the light of Boreh if you are not kadosh. Go whatever you want. But it's a certain kedusha has to be there in order to light to enter into it. And I swear, is the evrit of this book is good evrit? Is it a difficult every?
No.
It's a very unbelievably easy to understand. Now, are they, I would say 95% of the people who speak Hebrew are able to read it? No, to understand it.
Not the same.
It's not the same at all.
Because
So what is this? I am genius. I swear I'm not genius. I am more slow thinker than anybody you can imagine.
Yeah, but at the same time, we have to make it relevant to them. That's why we have to be more
happy. That's you cannot do that until you digested it yourself perfectly. The more you understand this better, you can explain yourself and anything else to anybody else. If you cannot explain it to yourself, how are you going to explain it to anybody else? If you don't know what it is all about, how are you going to tell somebody else what it is all about?
But this is not an easy thing to learn and teach.
But there is a start. We have an opportunity. For God's sake, we have the book. I know people that who cried to have a book like it. Cried? I swear to you, for 5 years looking for any book, anything, you have an opportunity, there is. Baruch Hashem, right now, anything you want to know, anything you want to know in Torah is possible. But the point is you need to make the vessel, and the vessel requires you to obey the law, this parsa. Don't worry here, right now, it's just concepts. We will understand, we go through, it's okay, and it's going to become overwhelming, No, no, relax. This will do the job for you. This will do the job for you by you giving your heart and saying, look, I want it. I want it. It's going to overwhelm you. Of course it's going to overwhelm you because you're going to pull a lot of Kedusha, but you don't have enough light. It's going to bang you. It's going to bang you. But the bang is going to force you. Inevitable. Everyone has to learn this. Everyone has to know this. This is what the Ari says. This is what Moshe says. Moshe says, everybody got to be like me. That's the purpose. And if we don't understand that how the whole setup was made, how I am made, it's not going to work. It's how important it is. And believe me, it's a blessing to know anything. If we finish the first book, I say, Azabar. Yeah, but there is a one day in your life, as a man, you're going to come and say, enough is enough. Absolutely. Absolutely. But after a while, it's not anymore through bang, bang. You're going to find the channel, the communication, and say, okay, I got it. And he says, no problem, let's sit down, let's do the job. And everybody will participate with you. You come to a peace with yourself, that's the job, let's do the job. No, let's not fight about it and quibble about it, which way to do it. This is the way, let's do it, let's get it done. Then you're going to enjoy, then you're going to, because everything is going to follow. You understand the system understands you and flows together. And it happens. And by the way, this flow of communication, system to work with you, you work with the system, it's gonna happen. It happens. I have seen people, look at people who are totally in peace and they are productive. And they are in peace. They understand what they have to do. And they are totally in peace. No doubt. They don't budge. And they do the work and they produce. It's not they are getting wasted, no. Because if you move, there is movement, there is heat. In movement, there is up and down. But imagine to go through this up and down with glory, with a Rolls Royce. It's a choice. You can make it. Some of us, we have a hard, difficult work to do. I mean, for me, for example, it's a very slow process.
If it's slow for you,
yeah. But he says, you know, Joseph, He says, did you learn? I said, okay, I learned it already. Then he gives me a taste. So, gives me a test, and then boom, I.
That's why you always ask God not to test you.
But the problem, you can't go on if you don't go through test. You can't elevate if you don't go through test. It's if you can become all the kind. All my life I was chicken. I took only courses that I don't have to go through exam. I just write a paper and I finish the class. That was easy way out, not to go through exam. Now Hashem says, pay time. Now for all the time that you didn't want to go for exam, you got to go to exam. So I said, okay, already, let's do it. And sometimes they say, okay, excuse me, hold on, give me chofesh. But it allows, it works, the system works with you. It's not easy, but it works. Next week, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to have Tisha B'Av. Life is going quickly.
I forgot to look, you know when? It's Tuesday or Monday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. Shalom.